Okay, let's learn today. Today is Daf. Today is Daf. Kuf Lamed Aleph. Kuf Lamed Aleph Amid. So we go back a few lines. Let's go back to Daf. Kuf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. Let's start with Bar Luhu, okay?
Got it.
Bar Luhu. Shiloh is asked. Here's the Shiloh of Kuf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. Bar Luhu. Haray Shalachab Kulu Shalimah. Okay, so here's the case where a coin is selling. A coin is selling a sugya. A coin sells to a tabach, a butcher. He sells to a tabach, an animal. Let's see Rashi very quickly. Rashi says, "Kula shali v'roi shalucha yera shaila." Coin meichel the tabach haroi shkem shkidi. The coin sells to the tabach. To the butcher,
you could sell part of an animal.
Yes, in advance. So here, the shalom is now when the coin sells part of the animal, and the tabuch the shlita is the tabuch is the owner of the, who owns the animal, the tabuch or the butcher. So here, the coin the coin the tabuch. Are you chayiv to give the matonis? Since the animal is partially owned by a Yisrael,
the rule is that if it's partially owned by Yisrael, then there's the question.
Yes, and it's going to be chayiv. Correct. It's going to be chayiv. If
it's fully owned by a kohen, there's nothing.
Nothing. But if it's partially owned by a Jew, then it's going to be chit give manas kahuna. So here, you're going to sell kohen mocher.
So why is he selling it? He's obligating now on himself.
Exactly. That's exactly. So maybe that's the most question. Maybe yeah, maybe not. Let's see. So Rashi is kohen mocher l'tabach harosh kohen mashkida. That's a shiloh. So the word explains the dilemma. Haray shalachav akula shalimahu. Do we say baser chiyuva azlinan v'chiyuva gabe Yisrael hu? Do we say that we go baser the chiyuva is by the Yisrael?
Only one of the chiyuvim is
Israel. There's Israel chayayim v'chayim. So let's focus on the most valuable. Obviously, the most valuable is the chayayim. And do we say v'chiyuva Yisrael hu? Do we say baser ikar behema azlinan? We go baser the ikar behema. The ikar behema the koyinu. That's our shiloh. Tashma, what's the answer? Here's the answer.
In other words, if he didn't designate a certain part of the body, but he said, let's go 50-50 on an animal.
No, it doesn't matter. The head is the head. All right, so the head is the chiyus of the animal.
So what would be the rule if it's 50-50 ownership, if it's 50-50 so it seems chayiv.
But that's not the case of it. The case of it is now where it's 50-50. Here is the case where you own the head. In the head, you have the lechayayim, you have the cheeks. Is the Yisrael mechayiv to give the cheeks to a kohen?
So you tell me the keva and the Yisrael is not chayiv.
That is sure not, right?
The only thing is of what he owns. Right. So, but when you own 50-50, I know that's not the case, but what would be the rule? So I own 50-50 of every piece.
I don't know the answer. I don't know. I'm not
sure.
That
would be the first case you would
do. That probably was yesterday's daf. Okay, that was probably the sugi before, probably the one before. We're coming in the middle. So Toshma, so here in this instance over here, the Yisrael, he owns the head. So right. Is the Yisrael chayav to give the lechayim to the kohen? Do we say that since the ikar animal is owned by the kohen, he is potter? So Toshma, let's go to the next parak. The next parak that discusses the reishis hageiz, the shearings of wool. Toshma, oivikavim a guy. Potter. Who's Potter? So Rashi, who's Potter?
The Yisrael is Potter.
Why? Potter. So what do you see? Because the one that has the wool in his possession, he has the ikachil. The first shearings of wool have to go to the coin. It's matnas kuna, and the Gemara assumes.
Yes, correct, exactly.
The Gemara assumes that the rules of reishis hageiz are identical to the rules of zroyal lechayim v'yakeva. They're identical. Okay, the Gemara is making that assumption.
Well, I don't understand. All he did was give the sheep over to cut. The Yisrael doesn't own it.
Oh, but the one doesn't matter. That's the chiddush. Normally, that's exactly the question. The one, but who has the possession of the wool?
Possession, the wool. He's just a barber.
No. So it seems over here, shasul shluchan ligzois es sainam.
Again, it's a barber.
A shliach. Okay, Enachanami, I hear what you're saying. Let's go vital. Let's see the Gemara vital. See, Potter. Let's go vital. No, you're right. That's not the kash. The kash is from the next part. It is the next statement of the halacha. That's the kash. The next one. The next word over here is Potter. But however, but let's say, Potter halokech geis soy neshul. Here's that. That's not a kash. Because who's the owner of the animal? The next kash. Well, let's say halokech. Let's say I purchase the wool. Not the animal,
right.
And now I shear the wool. Am I chayiv to give this to the koyin? Do we say that since the ikar animal is owned by a goyo, the ikar animal is owned by a koyin? Do we say that we go bust the wool? Halokeach geis soin that shalav luchavim potter meireish sageis. You pot why? Because we go bust the ikar animal, and then it goes on to say v'zeh choymer bizeroya uvelachayim v'akeva yoyse meireish sageis. So it's explicit. In this case, the halacha is we follow the ikur of the animal. And the animal, the ikur is owned by who? By the goy, by the koyin. That's why the one who purchases the wool is going to be potter. And the Bryce explicitly says that this halacha would not be so when it comes to the manos kahuna of the zeroya lechayayim v'akeva. There, we don't follow the one who owns the ikur animal. We follow the one who has possession of the body part, which you chayiv to give to the kohen. So it's the klaraya. It's beferish. V'zeh choymer bezroya uvil lechayayim v'yakeva yoyse mereish lagesh shmamino bosar chiyuva ozlinon shmamino. The brayso cannot be more explicit that the one who has the obligation to give the matonos is the one who has in his possession that body part which has within it the item which he mechuyif to give as the manas kahuna.
So okay? In Reishis Hagez, the body part is not
from
the
there
pair.
It's Pakar. Reishis Hagez has a different set of rules. In this Braiso, the reason why we're being arrived in the Braiso is because the Braiso, for whatever reason, groups together these two halachas. It discussed the law of Reishis Hagez. It discussed the laws of the manas kahuna, the Lazarei of the Lachaim Yakeva. And there it contrasts one to the other. And it discussed exactly this prat. When the person he owns, when the Yisrael who's a bar chiyuva, he has in his possession the object which normally you chayiv to give to the kohen, but the ikar animal belongs to a person whom there is no chayiv to give the matanis.
Right.
Which one is the ikar? And here we see the brayso, it makes it clear as day that when it comes to the zeroya lichoyayim v'akeva, the ikar is the owner, the ikar behema. If the ikar behema is owned by a person that's not chayiv, then the one who has possession of the item is going to be potter. But when it comes to reishis hageis, there the halacha is different. Okay. Right. Next gemara. Now let us say he says to the a koyin says to the koyin says to the Yisrael, I'm selling you the animal. But I'm not selling you the matonis. I'm not giving you the matonis. A koyein is the koyein,
the matonis
for himself. Then the Yisrael, he can do that. There's no matonis. You can do that. Now let's say, remember the stira. What's the stira? Mino. Of Rimino. Almanasha hamatonis shali. It's mamash beferish. No, so, in other words, according to our braisa, what will be the nafkamina? Nafkamina is. We'll just review. If he says to I'm selling you the animal, but I'm not selling you the matonis.
Right.
So what does the Yisrael care? L'may nafkamina, he anyway can't eat the matonis. The Yisrael has to anyway give away the Yisrael lichayim yakev. The nafkamina is, if I had possession, I would give it.
Namakayim and mitzvah.
No, what? Forget about it. Who mitzvahs?
Who cares?
Forget about that. We're up to that. Yeah, it's a good kasha. I hear what you say. But let's tell you a little bit more practical. Money. I could give it to whoever I want. If you make conditions and your conditions are invalid, I can give the Zroya Lichayim Yakeva to my grandson. I have a grandson, I have a daughter who married
a Kohen. So let's say he told you, I'm selling you the head of the animal.
That's the head. Okay, fine. I'm selling, but I'm not giving, I'm not selling
let's say
you.
I'm selling you the animal, but I'm not selling
and
you can keep the matonis.
You can keep the matonis. I'm selling the animal.
Do that.
When you sell an animal, you automatically give. I'm giving everything. Normal case. It's a normal case.
No, but I have to give. If normally, if I buy the animal, I'm chayiv
and who do I give it to? And who do I give it to?
Whoever I want.
Exactly. So this kohen says, I want to be the recipient of the matonis. And because I don't trust you, because I know I'll sell you the animal, and you're not going to give me the matonis, you're going to give it to your grandson, you're going to give it to someone else. So you know what? I don't want to take any chances. Life is uncertain. I'm going to be paying the tenants. Exactly. Too bad for you. Oh, you're losing a mitzvah.
You're not losing anything. You're not losing anything. Exactly. You would have not had the mitzvahs anyway.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, but you know, I'll make a claim. Oh, but you sell. I am losing because I can give it to my grandson. Right. I can give it to whoever I want. Or you want to be a religious person? You can say I lose out an opportunity to do a mitzvah. Right. The mitzvah matanis. I lose out. So it says over the brayis of Rebbe Avraham Stier, Almanas shematanis shel. Let's say you say to the person I'm giving almanas shematanis sheli. Make it tonight. You say the matana should be.
It doesn't help.
If you say the matana shali, it doesn't help. Almanash matana shali. No, you say the whole country is a steamer. So you have a kasha. The Gemara says, what's the raya? The terminology is fundamentally different. Almanas achutz karames. You're coming to ask a stira between the word almanas and the word chutz. Chutz shiura almanas lav shiura. Merdik yisait. There are two different terms. There's a term called chutz, and there's a term called amanas. In our Mishnah, it says imaloi chutz. Chutz is more powerful than the word almanas. Chutz is a shiura in a chanami the balabayis, the kohen who retains ownership of the matonis. When you say almanas, you are not retaining ownership. That is the Gemara's answer. Almanas, achutz karamis, chutz shiura, almanas, lav shiura. Next kasha, we have a stira, almanasha hamatona shali, hamatona sheloi. Oh, we have another price that says that even when it comes to what almanasa works, the Gemara says, Bahopligi, Marsov Nas Shiruhu, Marsov Almanas Lav Shu. Inachanami, this is the third Tana. So the Inachanami words must say, Marsov Lamas, going to say, Inachanami, Bahligis Tanoi, when it comes to what almanasa. Everyone agrees, Blue Lichim of Klaal, Chutz is a Shiura. But there's machloikis tanoim with the terminology of almanas. Is almanas called a shiura or not? Good?
Yes.
Next, we'll give the Gemara. Omar loy mechor li b'nei me'eha. Let's say he says to the fellow, sell me the b'nei me'eha. And what did it say in the Mishnah? The Mishnah, we learned in the Mishnah.
One bought a cow's innards by weight, and the Ogamazim was included among them. The buyer must give it to a kohen, and may then demand compensation from the butcher.
Because it was not included in the sale, if it was sold by weight. So therefore...
Because he weighed. No, he weighed. Was over, you can't figure out if you sold it to him with the price of the stomach or not.
So since I'm not going to get it.
He did it by weight, and he weighed included the stomach.
I can't keep that. I'm not going to pay that. You have the obligation to give the keva to the koyei.
But it's not a mekach tois.
Right, it's not a mekach tois.
Why? It's more than
a shus. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know. Amalei mechal libnim neachav. I'm Rav Loshen Will Loshen Kshashok Aliatzmai. Where he shuk ali atzme, I was shuk le tabach, I didn't my tabach. We were coming to the French group, who did the weighing? If you weighed it yourself, then you could say that there was a mistake. Rashi says, lo shanu heichad loga chaycha b'mishkol b'gan yanoisein,
l'choyz yivtri damim, elo shashuk ali. Are they contradictory rules?
No,
in other words, if the kohen comes to the butcher and says, give me the parts of my mind, he has no right to do that.
The Koye never can demand from a Yisrael the matonis. That's a general halacha.
No, we're saying the butcher has to reimburse the Yisrael the cost because he charged
right.
it by weight.
Correct.
Too much,
exactly.
So it appears that the butcher is responsible for the matanis.
Absolutely.
So can the kohen go now to the butcher and say, give me those matanis?
That's a general rule.
That's what he's saying.
It's a general rule that a kohen can never be tovea someone for the matanis. That's a general halacha. Okay, that's a general halacha. There's no link to it. That's not our sugya. Over here we're making a
tonight.
But over here is who is the one when this that we said if you go and you weigh it, this that we just said that if you weigh it. And when there's a mistake in weight, therefore you can demand compensation. That's only in the case elosh shakal li atzmai, where you did the weighing yourself. Avol shakal li tabach, I did my tabach. What's Rashi? Ella, look at Rashi Maslo Ella. What is Rashi say over here? Ella shakal lekech li atzmai. The cave of the tabach loy nagam bochem in a bal dvarim shel koyin. It's not the bal dvarim shel koyin. Okay, so since the tabach,
there's three people here involved. There's okay. The Yisrael, there's the Kohen, and the butcher.
Okay.
So now who's claiming...
Here's the theoretical Kohen.
Why theoretical?
Let's see. Let's see the Rashi. Let's see. The cave on the tabach lo noga bohen. The tabach not touch it. Einoi bal dvarim shel koyin. He is not the koyhanim. Don't blame me. I did not touch your portion. Lefirach zeh halokeach noislan. The lokeach has the obligation to give it. V'hu shoyel loydamim sha'alatabach hoyim mutal litein. It's his responsibility. Avol, next Rashi. Shekolan loytabach adinim at shalkoyin umachlukusoy uvitviyo af alatabachu. V'atabachoyzer aleyim. Im Yesh ba'ayin noisim l'koyin v'hoch m'forsh l'b'reish ha'goyzel b'v'kabu the af matabach kamar Rabbi Yehuda. It means in addition. So Rashi is coming to make a claim over here. It means the din is also.
So are we talking about a specific
koyin?
Are we talking about koyin in general?
Joker in general. The shave of Kohen. No. Let's look next Rashi, then we'll sum up. Hadini boy, dinoi shel koyin, dinoi shel koyin ut vi osoy im haloikeyachu koyin. That's where it is. Rav Islay, that's where it is. Let's read the words one more time. This we learn that I can get a refund. The only time I can get a refund is when the buyer is the one who did the weighing. Aval shaka loy tabach. But let's say. Let us say the tabach. Let us say the butcher did the weighing. Yeah, hadin matabach. And what do you mean hadin matabach? Hadin matabach. How is he touching hadin matabach? It means that the koyein can make the claim against the tabach. And therefore what? I don't know. Pshat the moment. He gives the coin. The ain oy menakim in alim adam. Okay, the Gemara's kash is the ain oy menakim. Shloimi.
I'm trying to understand the case.
We made a mistake at the very beginning. In the Dibur Hamaskel, the Gemara's kash is that he loses. Is that the buyer loses? He does not. He's not entitled to a refund. We start off the Gemara with the assumption that the buyer is entitled to a refund when it was weighed. That's not the case. The case of the Mishnah is, and there was no weighing. That's the next case. That's not the case of weighing. Okay, so this
it goes like it would normally go. So the Yisrael buys it from the butcher, he has to give the Zerayah L'chayim L'keva to the Kayan, and then he's allowed to go back to the butcher and ask him for reimbursement because he overcharged him. But that's only if
the buyer.
If the butcher was out of the picture.
Why is the butcher in the picture at all over there?
Because he's the one
who's
sold.
The seller.
He gypped the guy.
The butcher is selling the meat to the seller.
Yeah, the butcher is selling the meat to the Yisrael.
So if he sold it, that by weight.
So then it's the butcher, the buyer beware.
The lekeach knows that it's whatever's there is for the matanas are going to the client.
Right.
But if it's by weight,
so he gypped, he included the weight.
Why should I pay for the for
right?
The
so, he, so the way, the technical way of getting reimbursed is you have to give it to the kohen because that's your obligation. Then you can go back to the butcher and ask for your money back.
Because the seller was his, just like it's his obligation to give it to the kohen.
Right. But the kohen cannot go directly to the butcher. Because Lav Bal Dvarim Didiya.
The name I am not by the butcher anyway.
Reimbursement. The client could say, I was supposed to get the The Yisrael is saying, I have what I have, I bought it, I'm keeping it, I'm not giving it back on it.
Shabbat Rav Nosson, I can't send you. You go to him, I'm transferring my obligation back to the...
So the Kayan cannot go to the butcher and say, look, this guy should have paid you. You owe the Yisrael money because you overcharged him.
Because the
B'nai
Ma'ayim.
So give me the B'nai Ma'ayim.
They can't give the B'nai Ma'ayim.
Right, so give me the money that I lost.
Is it the part because the Kayan's entitled to the B'nai Ma'ayim? And not necessarily the money, it's because the Lokeach is responsible. What is the word of it? Let's say the B'nai Ma'ayim will go on it. Let's say he ate it. Can he still can't go to the Ptava?
So let's see, Omer Rav.
Wait, there's not going to be a reimbursement. There's another issue that we're discussing there. You're leaving a very important issue.
Yeah.
Did the Yisrael eat it up yet? That's the thing I think we're missing.
If the claim were to claim it from the butcher,
yes.
The butcher cannot... He's not obligated to retrieve it from the buyer and bring it there.
Let's make the case where the meat was already consumed. The Yisrael over here is entitled to get a refund. And guess what? I already ate it up. Too bad. I'm not giving it to the Kohanim. So he's getting away with murder. He had a good meal. He ate it. I ate the lechayayim. And I also want a refund. So the Mishnah says, that's right, you win, you get everything.
You get double.
You get to eat it, you get a refund, and...
The Kohen has no right to go to anyone and ask for
that's the question. So what we learned in the Mishnah, so let's assume we learned in the Mishnah, the Mishnah says is that if you wait, if the buyer, we're making it tonight, If the buyer is the one who weighs it, so then the buyer, who does the coin have a din Torah with? Who does the coin have a taina against?
The coin either only on the lekeach or on both.
Oh. So we're making it to say now. So it depends on who's the one who weighed it, who did weighing.
Yeah.
If the buyer is the one who touched the meat and he weighed the meat, that means the buyer has...
That means the butcher has nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with it.
What does that mean? That's how it was sold. If I put it on the scale, he put it on the scale, why should it have a difference?
It looks like it's up to the buyer.
But I put it on the scale. I paid for something that was not... That
it was your responsibility.
It doesn't matter.
You
took possession.
It was your... You the Taba. I paid for something that was your responsibility.
Why was it the Taba's responsibility? Once you bought it, it's now your responsibility.
You took...
No right to sell something.
It's a matana. Matana usually means you have to dig into your own pocket and give something.
You are transferring to me the obligation to give this caber to the client.
What's wrong with that?
So you have to pay for it also?
You weighed it out, right? That means you were willing to
buy it
subject
to
the fact that you have to give it to the...
Why is the difference if you put it on the scale, if I put it on the scale? How are you selling it?
If you put on a scale, I can claim that I didn't realize that what you were charging me for included the fact that I still have to give from this price, I have to give the matana to the kayan. It's not a matter of ignorance, so that is what they sell.
You took possession. All right, let's chaz one more time. You took possession. The point over here is that if the Yisrael, if the buyer weighed it, okay, let's not go into the nitty-gritty and the lumps, all the details, let's just make it a very similar halabata shasara. When you go and you weigh it, by weighing it, you're taking ownership, I'm taking possession. If you take possession, now that's shalei kedin, you don't have a right to touch these body parts. Now, so when the koyen, or the theoretical koyen, shows up and wants to have a din Torah, with who does he have the din Torah with? With whom?
You can have it with either one.
No, that's exactly what the moral here is coming to teach you. No, the one that he has a din Torah with is with the buyer. Because the buyer is the one who took possession of this body part.
You're talking in the first case.
The first case. But let's say the one that waited was the tabak, is the butcher. Then who took possession? Who's the one that is a din Torah with? With the butcher also. And even though we mean also, because really both of them are partners in this crime, but the butcher is an equal guilty party in the crime of denying the kohen what was entitled to him. So what will be the nafkamina?
It's
not
a din mamonis. So how can any kohen pull it out when he could say?
So the nafkamina is going to be with whom does the kohanim have a din Torah with? does the Din Torah with the Tabach or with the Bayim? Lemay Nafkamina. The Nafkamina is, if he has a Din Torah with the Tabach, then the buyer can't get his money, because the buyer already paid for it and I got it and I consumed it.
You consumed it. That's the key.
I consumed it. So too bad for you. I'm out of the picture.
If it's the N,
that's a give. If it's Ben, then surely it has to go to where the gazela is. You have to go give it to the coin. But let's the Nafkamina here will be in the case where it's been consumed. Okay, let's only focus for the moment on the case where the buyer consumed it. The buyer consumed it. And now along comes the Kohen. I want my gazela. I want it. So who does he go to? He goes to the buyer. The buyer says, I'm sorry, it's not here. Oh, it's not here? Well, then give me its monetary value.
Who designated this coin? It says here, the coin selected by the butcher.
Okay, fine. You have to say there's a designated coin. Fine. Okay, very good. There's a designated coin. Okay. The designated coin goes and he sells it
to
the butcher.
He has a chance to give it.
The butcher. The butcher sells it to the buyer. The buyer eats it.
Right.
And who's the one who weighed it? The one who weighed it is the buyer. When the buyer weighs the meat, the buyer has taken possession of this meat. Now, therefore, the butcher is out of the picture. He's out of the picture because since the one who actually did the weighing, the one that took possession was the buyer, he has now become the owner of this piece of meat. So now, when the Kohen says, excuse me, I'm the designated Kohen, you're a Ganov, give me back my meat. Sorry, buddy, I ate it. It's not here anymore. Don't say you're sorry, pay up. Okay? He takes money out of his pocket. He does have to. Yes. Kuf Lamed Aleph. He takes money out of his pocket and he pays up, and then he goes to be reimbursed from the butcher. He then that's the difference, and that's the why Rav Shlomo says. No. Listen. That's why Rav Shlomo says that there's a designated koyein. Already he was Meshabed, the butcher was Meshabed himself to give the matonis to a specific coin. The sugya of someone eats from the matonis yipater is where there is no designated coin. That's an important point that he just mentioned. There's a designated coin. So here, when we do Rashi, now we have all the ideas, and the key element we have to focus on is the consumption. So we the one we're talking about tomorrow. Amarav, Lashanu. It says over here in the Mishnah that the buyer has a right for reimbursement. Be reimbursed. Correct? Shlomi.
Where? In the Mishnah?
In the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah that when it was weighed,
yes.
The buyer bought from the Tabach the animal and he weighed it. There was a weight.
And the fee is only.
And now, we're not up to the Lumbus yet. That's not the Lumbus yet.
In the art school.
No, let's not get into the Lumbus. You're going into the art school. This is basic halacha. When the buyer weighed the meat, what does it say? The buyer. The buyer weighs the meat. Either the seller can weigh the meat or the buyer can weigh the meat.
What's the problem?
In general, if the meat was weighed,
what's the problem?
And I paid for this meat, let's say $100, and $20 of the meat was the matonis.
Nice
was,
to the koyin.
So then I give the meat to the koyin. I give him his $20 worth of meat. And I am entitled to be reimbursed. I get a refund from the butcher for $20.
Why? It's self-understood.
How is it self-understood? Because the buyer himself weighed it. So
wait, we didn't get to that now. Let's just learn the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if the meat was weighed, does not say who weighed the meat.
Right.
All it
right.
says was, the meat was sold by weight.
Right.
I paid $100.
The weight included the weight of the matana.
I paid $100 for this piece of meat. And now it's discovered that in this piece of meat there were matanas, which I'm not entitled to. I'm not entitled
to. You discovered, of course, there were matanas.
Not necessarily. Maybe they were already taken out. Maybe the Matanis already removed.
Oh, I thought he weighed the whole...
You go to the butcher.
He weighed, but he didn't know what he bought.
They weighed the ganja.
Was that whole animal that's cut up?
Whatever, yeah. There's a lot of meat over here. You don't know exactly what's over here. This piece, the ganja.
Oh, okay, I got it,
And you paid $100, and now you discover that the part of that meat does not belong to me. It belongs to the kohen. So it says in the Mishnah, the buyer can go back to the butcher and say, I want a $20 refund.
And he's obligated to pay them?
Yes.
To reimburse them?
Of course. Now, along comes the ones, not so fast. Not so fast.
Oh, who comes up? Oh.
The Gemara. Not so fast. Just because it says in the Mishnah that the meat was weighed, the buyer is entitled to a $20 refund. Maybe. Not so fast. It depends. Who is the one who weighed the meat?
Okay.
Was it the buyer who weighed the meat? Was it the seller?
If the seller weighs it.
Oh, right. And now there's another element that is, keep in mind, where is the meat right now? Where is the $20 of meat right now? Is it in my stomach? In the buyer's stomach? Or it's still right here?
Right here.
If it's still right here, if it's right here, it's not going to be an alchemina. If the meat is right here,
it doesn't make a difference.
Then it's not going to make a difference.
You have to reimburse them?
He's going to get reimbursed $20. Okay. The navgun is going to be where the meat is in my stomach.
Okay.
And now the kohen says, oh, excuse me, sir, you ate...
Wait, he didn't realize he was eating the matanas?
Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. That's not an afghanina.
Anyway.
Whatever he did, what he did, whatever he wanted to do. It's America. It's a free country. You do whatever you want to do.
Demand.
So now, that's... Yes, let's see. Now, let's see. Slow. Rashi. Amar Rav. Loi shanu. When it says the mission, you get a $20 refund. El shashaka li atzmoi. The buyer. Aval shokolay tabach. But let's say the butcher is one of the wheat. Hadin ima tabach. And what do those cryptic words mean? Hadin means the kohen, when he comes to scream and say, excuse me, where is my tongue? Excuse me, who does he come and scream at? He comes to scream at the butcher, not at the buyer.
Because the butcher weighed it.
No, not because the butcher sold it. Because the butcher's the one. No, okay, sold. Because the word sold is not relevant. Because he weighed it.
At the end of the day, you need the case. The tabak is getting $100, the full payment, not $80. He's getting the whether you weighed, you the lekeach weighted, or you the tabak weighted. In either case, the lekeach, the meicher, the tabak is getting the full $100.
So no, he's going to lose. At the end of the day, he's going to lose $20.
But he got it.
The question is,
he's not losing anything. You have to give that in the first place to the client. It's losing a penny. Whether you look, just because you like.
Why are we making it so confusing?
I just don't get it.
I understand what he's saying, Rupsel. I
understand. The calf weighted. Whether you look calf weighted, you're giving him $100 because that included the cable. Whether he weighted and included the cable,
the
you're still giving $100.
The is, can the Israel, the buyer, demand a $20 refund? That's the
nafkamina. So he says, if he weighs it for himself.
Well, that's not only nafkamina, it's also nafkamina where the food is going to
go. Oh, it's totally zebazeh. It's totally zebazeh.
Exactly.
Yeah. To whom, when they go to a din Torah, I was designated to be the recipient of this talk.
Let's say he waited by Mishkel. Let's say he, the Tabak, waited by Mishkel, and still a bit.
That's an exception.
Oh, an exception.
That we're not discussing that case.
That's an exception.
That's an exception. We're not discussing. That's Pasha. That we're not discussing. If that's the case, if it's still Ben, give it to the guy, and then the buyer goes to the butcher, give me back $20. But let's say it's not Ben, it's gone. It's gone. I paid $100. I want $20 refund, and I don't have. It's not in my. It's not here. It's not around anymore. So then, what is the halacha? It says in the Mishnah that I always am able to get my $20 back from the tabak.
Regardless of
waiting. Doesn't say.
Well, no, the Mishnah does not say. Along comes Rav. And Rav says, not so fast. The case of the Mishnah is only in one
specific place. By the way, where's the Mishnah?
The Mishnah is three daf back. So one more time the words. Yeah, way back. Omar, three daf back. Nochem all the words. Omar, look, one more time. Okay, one more time the words. Omar, Rav, Shanu. And it says in the Mishnah, what does it say in the Mishnah? You'd get a refund. Ding, 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 $20. $20 refund in your account. $20. When do you get a refund? The buyer is the one who put the meat on the scale.
When
the buyer puts the meat on the scale, the buyer becomes the balabos. And when the koyein has a din Torah, who does he take to the din Torah? The buyer. The name on the hazmana l'din Torah, the hazmana to a din Torah is to the buyer.
Yeah.
Why? Because the buyer is the one who waited. But let's say Avul Shakalai Tabach. But let's say the one who waited was the
butcher.
Then on the hazmana to the din Torah, who does the koyin take to a din Torah? No, both. Gamimoy, gamimoy. Fine, okay. But for our
purpose, he has an option. He has an option to take both.
Not an option. Yeah, both.
The what? He takes the butcher and the salt.
Both.
And
he sees both.
And can't collect.
Yeah, Rashi says the more later on.
He cannot collect from both.
So but for the purpose of our Gemara, the fact that on the Hazmana Lidin Torah includes both the buyer and the seller is irrelevant. All we need for our Gemara to be aware of is that in this case the seller is also part of the Hazmana Lidin Torah.
And therefore,
So now let's go slow. Period. Now the Gemara doesn't explain, and that's why you need a Rashi to be masbe what in the world is going on over here. So look at Rashi slowly. Rashi Ella. Okay, Rashi Dibur Hamaskel Ella. Kisha Shaklon. We don't need that. We don't need that part. The lokeach is the one who took possession. The cave on the tabach le nogaboch, and since the butcher, the seller did not touch this piece of meat. Einay baldvarim shel koyein. When the designated koyein is mazmin to a din Torah, where is my tongue? He takes the buyer to a din Torah because he waited. He took possession. Therefore, now let's follow through. Zehalokeach, noisnon. I have no choice. I got
to
go give it to the kohen. Now, what do I give to the kohen? Either I give the kohen the actual tongue in the freezer,
or the worth,
or its value, money. If I already ate it, if it's in the freezer, I'll give. Go open up the freezer, go take it. If it's not in the freezer, open up your wallet and give him $20. Now, after I gave $20 to him, what do you do? You go back to the Tabach. Excuse me, Mr. Tabach, I want reimbursement.
He's Shoyal
Le'adamim. Why?
Oh, the
buyer is Shoyal from the butcher. Like, that's exactly what it says in the Mishnah. Shalat Tabach Hayimutol Lita, because you fooled me. You were the tabach. You were obligated to give the tongue to the kohen.
Right.
You went and you misled me, and I took possession of it, and I ate it, and now I have to go pay its value to the kohen, and I want reimbursement, and you are responsible to reimburse me because
even though I waited.
In other words, you got yourself into the worst deal possible here, because since I took possession, I have to go through the effort. It's a big tirchus.
Who got the worst deal? The lekeach.
In this case, the lekeach, by weighing it, he took into his possession that was not rightfully his.
Oh, he was a fool when he asked the tabach. What's going on with the
come to part B. This is critical now. The next part. Avol. This is not the Mishnah. We're about to read now in Rashi is not the case of the Mishnah. Avo, because Rabbi is coming to limit the Mishnah, the case number one. Avo, let's say Shaklan like Tabach, but let's say the butcher is the one who did the weighing. Hadin. Tricky words here. The Koyin who goes to Bezdin. And they write in Bezdin a Hazmona Ledin Torah for $20. Who do they put in the Hazmona Ledin Torah?
The Tabach
also. Hadin shel koyin umachlu kosoi, his bal pluta, the one who is arguing, utviyosoi, af, is also ala tabachu.
What does the box say something here?
What?
Af. He has the word
af. Af, we have the word
af. It does say af.
Af im. Af im. He just changed word al to im.
Why does Rashi?
Af im atabach.
It seems like it's redundant here. What is he saying?
Okay, I don't know. It's the same thing. It's the same idea.
Rashi wants to say something.
I don't know the answer. You're right. I don't know the answer. Af im atabachu. Now, so what's going to happen? So who has to pay the $20? The tabach pays out of pocket $20. Via tabach, and now choizer alehen. The tabach now attempts to retrieve the tongue.
Yeah.
Im yesh
ben. Crazy. The guy paid for it. The guy paid for it. In the other case, he gets the $20 back from the tabach.
He didn't pay the kesher.
Right now, the
kohen comes and says, "Where is my tongue?" If the tabach is the one who laid the tongue, the kohen comes to a din Torah with the tabach.
Yeah.
So the tabach, I'm in trouble now. The tabach goes to the buyer. Do you maybe have the tongue there somewhere? Is it still in your freezer?
Well, they paid for it.
So what, he paid for it? But is it in your freezer?
He doesn't have to.
Well,
get
we're
that.
Not up to that yet. Let's first get. Right. Let's first deal with the kohen, and right. then we'll deal with the buyer.
Then
we'll deal with the buyer. One thing at a time.
If
it's ban, so the first thing is, if the gizneva is ban, you go into the buyer. It's in your freezer. Hand it over.
One second, the tabach could demand from the koine, and she give it to
yes!
the
koine. Yes!
The koine. Not from the koine, I meant
the
koine.
The yes, the koine.
The
lakeach. Yeah. Yes, of course. Right. If it's ben. The atabach choizra leim.
So what difference does it make? Who weighs it?
Wait! The nafkamina is. Wait. Im yeish ben nois the lakoine. Give it. When it says the af, when it's in this case, it means af and matabach. It means also with the tabach, not only with the buyer, but also with the butcher. Af matabach, kamar buda. Now, and Rashi continues to elaborate. We're not finishing. Rashi elaborates. Hadin imoi. Dinoi shall coin repeats the same yisoid. Repeats this. No. That's the next piece of work. That's the next piece of work. That's next. What happens now? So now he paid, now we have to fill it. We have to fill in. What is it over here on the spell? What's over here? Is dalid on the side? Ois dalid. I my ram shakasav the loshen Rashi tumu of roitzel lagia. That's the next piece. This piece of Gemara. Okay.
The Gemara Dravasi says the bottom line is
that's the next piece of Gemara.
If it's banned, it's banned. What I got to go to the top of
the but how is that not like the Mishnah? So now after the butcher goes, the kohen demands from the tabach, and the tabach then goes and takes away the meat. The tabach will then go pay back the money. Well, what's going to happen? Here is going to be the nafkamina. If the buyer ate it, the buyer already ate it.
Okay.
So then, I'm sorry, I don't have it. I already it's in my stomach.
No.
So then, you know who absorbs the loss?
The tabach. That's if he weighs it.
The tabach. And if he weighed it, and then there's no nikula min hadamim. I paid $100. I got $100 worth of meat. And where did the meat go? It went into my stomach. Am I entitled for a refund of $20? No, I'm not.
So who has to pay for the coin? Who has to give the coin?
So the tabach.
Okay.
So the one who will absorb the loss will be the tabach. He loses $20 out of his pocket. He loses $20. What?
I mean,
he was only entitled to be $8.
That's because he has to give it
to the loser. But the one that's going to be the loser in this case will be the buyer. The one that's going to be the loser. No one's really losing.
It sounds like this whole Gemara over here, it's only... Where does the tabach have recourse from? Who is he going to? Who's the kohen have recourse with?
There is a nafkamina. The nafkamina is, let's go back to the first case. The buyer, does the weighing. Right? The buyer does the weighing. Let's say the buyer ate it.
Then he has to pay up for the kohen.
He still has to pay $20.
And he goes back to the tabach.
And then he gets reimbursed. Then he goes back. So it comes out now. The tabach ate it. In that case, he's
not the tabach. The lokeach.
The lokeach. He's a winner.
He's a winner.
The buyer's a winner.
The
buyer's a winner. Why is he a winner? He got a good lunch. It's in his stomach. He ate it, and he gets $20 back. He gets a refund.
Now the coin goes to the tabach. He doesn't get no $20 back. The coin now goes to the tabach. The only question is,
no, he doesn't go to the tabach.
If
no.
The guy ate it, it's not the end. Of course he goes to the
no, thing. No. If the lokeach does the way, if the buyer is the one, slowly, very fast. If the buyer does the weigh, the buyer weighs it. What does that mean? The buyer is now the Baalim.
Now, if it's Ben.
If it's Ben, here it is. And let's say it's not Ben.
No,
he doesn't. No.
No, he has to pay out of his pocket.
The coin.
And then he asks back the money from the tabach.
And then you go back to the coin. And therefore, that's what it means.
Go back to the top and get reimbursed.
Minakilai. We want to focus on the word minakilai min hadamim. The only time you're going to have a hechatimsa of the word minakilai min hadamim is where the buyer weighs the meat. When the buyer weighs the meat, I'm now the balabas. If I'm the balabas, the coin has a din tayr with me.
Yeah.
Or with me, I'm going to lose no matter what. Whether I ate it, whether I didn't eat, I got to go give it up. Yeah. Now, if I'm going to lose, I'm going to go back to the one who caused me to lose, and that's going to be the tabach. And that means I'm going to win with the tabach. That's going to be a menake loy min hadamin. But let's say I am not the balabas here. I paid $100. I did not weigh it. The tabach weighed it, not me.
So it's
I got it. I got it. I got it, and I weighed and I ate it. I consumed. This is my baichel. It's my baichel. I paid $100.
I
got what I paid for. And now the kohen says, "Oh, where is it? I'm not the balabas. Go to the tabach. The tabach says, he's guilty. So the tabach has to take $20 out of his pocket and give it to the kohen.
No, because the lekeach had to pay back. You just have to knock it.
The second case. When the tabach does the weighing. If the tabach does the weighing, the tabach now is the balabas. How much did the buyer pay for it?
$100.
If it's bet, fine. If it's bet, I have no choice. I have to give it up and I'll give back my $20. But let's say it's not the end. It's not the end. So then, so is there going to be then a menake loy min hadamim? No, that's the point.
But doesn't it sound like that the main person that's responsible to give the kohen the matanis is the butcher?
No, correct.
Sounds like it's the butcher. But didn't we yes. say before that
everyone agrees the main person is the tabach? But over here, the question over here is who is the baal din? When you make a hazmana l'din Torah.
The question is, what did the weighing shaf?
That it transfers the responsibility to the lekeach from the
exactly.
butcher.
The whole point that you did not put the meat on the scale. You touched the meat. Rashi says, because you didn't touch the meat. Of course you touched it. You gave the meat over to the lekeach and he put it on the scale. What difference does it make? Where she physically put the meat
in
on the scale?
In the laws of Kinyonim, Chazal, they set the tone. Look, the Meshicha is only Kinyonim Rabbanan. Chazal, they decided the laws of Kinyonim. They were masaking. The one who does the weighing is the one that takes ownership of responsibility.
You're saying over here that in Hechatimsa, where you the lekeach, you took the meat, you already put it on the scale. You put it on the scale, you took it over, you never gave the guy money, and a dog came and ran away with a piece of meat.
You're responsible. Right. That is correct. You take possession.
By taking possession,
putting it on the scale, and therefore, you're only focusing on one word of the Mishnah. The word of the Mishnah is minake loy min hadamim. You get a refund. The only hechatimsa where you're going to get a refund, where you're going to get back, money is going to go backwards, is only when the lokeach is the one who did the weighing. Because when the lokeach is the one who did the weighing, now he is the baal din. And because he's the baal din, off the bat, he has to pay $20 no matter what. Either give back the meat in the freezer or give back $20. And now you're going to have to go and fight with the tabach. And you're going to win. And when you're going to win, you're going to get a refund. And the word for refund in the mission is menake loy min hadamim. But if the lokech is not the one who did the weighing, the one that did the weighing is the tabach. The tabach is the baal din. The tabach is the baal din. The buyer is out of the picture. If the buyer paid $100 and he took $100 of meat. If he still has it be'en, that's a different story. But if he doesn't have it be'en, he ate it, it's in his stomach.
Right, then the tabach.
You paid $100,
exactly.
You ate $100 worth of meat, you really were not entitled to it. Right. It's okay, you got away with it. There's no refund for you. You paid what you got for. You paid $100, you ate $100 of meat. The tabach, he has a tzara. So he's going to have to go pay the... Fine. But there's no thing called Minake Loy Min Hadamim if it's not the end. We're trying to define the words of the Mishnah Minake Loy Min Hadamim, which means the buyer will get a $20 refund. If the buyer is the one who weighed the meat, absolutely the buyer in every single scenario will end up getting a $20 refund. because the buyer is responsible. Either give back the meat, the end, or give back its value. And once you give back the meat, the end, now you're entitled to a $20 refund. But if the buyer is not the one, who
can still be entitled to a refund.
If it's the end, but it's not absolute. The Mishnah's halacha was said in the absolute sense. If the seller is the one, the tabach is the one who did the way, he is the one that has to deal with all of the legal issues.
That's why we abolished it today.
Or we abolish it.
There's no, who gives the, you said nobody gives the matanis anymore?
Who says they don't give the matanis anymore?
You told me that they don't.
They don't do it in the commercial. In the commercial, they don't give it. Why
you're
not?
You're telling me it's the butcher's
responsibility. It's a pella. In Eretz Yisrael, in the Bezdin, in the Rabbanut, they sign a shtar. Every so often, we have kohanim who are representatives of all the Shevi Kuhuna, and they give them money. And they write on, they sign the shtar that they represent all the kohanim that were moichel lemanus kuhuna. That's what goes on hayoyim, bezman hazeh. That apply for America also? L'chayra does. So the question is, why should that be so? Right, next, now that's, everything over here is according to the first. Then we have Rav Asi. Rav Asi, he disagrees. Rav Asi disagrees and he says what? Amar afilu shogol tabach adin imoy. With who? Rashi. Afilu shogol afilu Rashi adin imoy. It's the second adin imoy.
Dinoy shel
koyin gosam al keachu. Hoil the yeshna ligzela beend mokem shu sham yelich. And now, what does that mean? It means
makes a lot of sense.
But let's say it's not the end. Even if it's not the end, doesn't make a difference.
Rashi says
the end, because that's what Rashi means. That's where it started. That's where it started. Yeshna the end, and therefore that's why you're always going to get a reimbursement. Rav Asiyah, Mafil Shagol, Dabach Adinim. Now the Moris says, "Label this thing out. Label it as suggest." And someone comes and says, who's that? The Kohen over here, this Gezel.
Right.
And the Kohen is not Miyayish.
Right.
The Kohen wants it. So here you see Klar, the case, the Nafkamin is going where it was consumed. It says, Mamash Vachaloi. Ratsa Mizeh Goiva. Ratsa Mizeh Goiva. So therefore, we want to go say you can collect even from the buyer. The Gemara says loy. The kol yama is leidav chista. Everyone knows. Hachem, but matanis kuna the nigzolis coming. Isn't even shaykh to steal the matanis kuna. The Gemara says nigzolis, Gemara says nigzolis. Ig the Gemara steal the law. Law shmeitzel kabbalah.
What does that mean? So it's not
exhaler.
In other words, is that what
he's saying? Right. The Gemara. Rav Asi holds that the reason why you cannot go. Everyone be MS holds when it comes to aliens, you can go to the buyer. Really, you can go, in this case, you can go to the buyer. Even if it's not banned, you can go to the buyer. But Manas Kuna, you can't go to the buyer because it's not regular gazela.
What is it?
It's Manas Kuna.
Is it because the